you.
Woo! Hello, New York. It's WFAS AM 1230. Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Roy G. Bruce, how's your weekend going, buddy?
My weekend's doing great. If I could just stand up straight, I'd feel a lot better. I tweaked my back on Monday or Tuesday, and of course, I'm in constant motion, and I thought it was getting better yesterday, so I decided I'd roll around with a couple of my kids, and that was it. It tweaked back up. But I got to be doing better than some of the NFL teams. I mean, we lost some coaches this past week.
Yeah.
It's getting real interesting.
I don't know where these teams think they're going to find new coaches.
Well, you know what a lot of it is and you know, they were explaining this on TV, all the talking heads were all week, you know, the guys that think they know what they're talking about. And some of them do and some of them don't. By the way, you need to go to my website, brucehallsports.com. Click on my blog, take a peek at it. If you ever need to hear any of the past shows, just if you want to hear our voices for some reason.
If you want to hear my voice.
Roy has the voice from God.
If you ever need, you know, something to do on a date, you want to get your girl in the mood, just play one of our podcasts that has my voice. And boom, good to go.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll work.
That'll
anyway, hey, let me ask you a question. Go to my Facebook. Click on my Facebook button. We're starting to get Facebook play, which is a lot of fun.
We're official.
Yeah, we are. But you know, what's really funny is that some of my normal Facebook people who follow me like crazy, you know, now they're getting all my little things that I put up, my little, you know.
Hey, Bruce.
Yeah, you know, I'm not a Facebook pro by any means yet.
I am. I'm
but I type 60 to about 80 words a minute still, so I can get a lot of work done.
I type about 60 to 80 words per minute with autocorrect.
Hey, can I ask you a question? So, Tony Sperano got fired.
Poor guy.
Hey, isn't somebody going to get whacked for that?
Probably.
I mean, you know, I wouldn't fire Tony Soprano in a million years. Well, I you know, how do you fire Tony Soprano?
When they fired
the guy
him,
runs the North Jersey mob, for crying out loud.
When they fired him, did they play Journey and then cut the song short? Like in the show?
You know what?
Did anybody get that reference?
I really didn't think. Why do you, I mean.
And then the field went black, and did they just cut the lights?
Boom. Hey, guess who else lost their job? The golfer. Todd Haley.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you said you didn't like him on ESPN this week.
He was terrible.
You know what's really weird is I was looking at that show, and I'm thinking, who is this yin-yang they have on there? And I looked, and I knew he was familiar, but I've never seen him without a hat on.
And you're like, this guy is good.
I thought he was decent when he opened his mouth.
He was awful. He was slunched down in his seat. He didn't know what he was talking about. They're like, Coach, you answer this question. And he's like,
Coach, hey, Coach, have you heard something that I haven't heard?
Who are we talking about again? The Jets?
Yeah, so who do you think?
Beat me.
Hey, Paoli's going to bring in an old New England guy probably eventually.
Look, the only reason I see for all these coaches getting fired at this point in time is that college bowl season is going on and all these teams are going after college coaches. That's the only reasoning behind why you would let a coach go at this point in time is you want to get the hot young guy.
I disagree. You want to let them all go kind of at the same time because once the chips start to fall, whoever gets to pick a coach first.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. But they're not going to be college coaches these guys are picking from. No, they're going to be NFL guys.
I'm just telling you. I don't know.
I'm telling you.
I think the new thing in the NFL is go after
a young. So who are you going to take?
I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. You know, there's not that
Rich Rodriguez.
It doesn't equate. It does not equate well going from college to the NFL. Look what Saban did. Saban hated it so bad.
He left.
He took a job and left.
You can't look at Nate. It's the other way around too.
Then why didn't Urban Meyer take all the jobs that were offered to him? You know why? Because it's hard.
Well, look at the Harbaughs. I mean,
yeah, but
Baltimore has taken this team who I believe was 5-11 when he took over, and now he's taking them to four.
Well, you know
playoffs.
What? That's true, but they're freaky because they have the DNA. Well, they got old man Harbaugh's DNA.
I'm just saying
they're good coaches. Period.
There's as many good coaches that come out of college ranks as do come out of assistant coaches. I mean, look at Jim Zorn, for example, was...
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Jim Zorn was a pathetic loser.
He's still a pathetic loser.
But he came from a very good coaching tree, and...
Yeah, Mike Holmgren?
Well, Mike Holmgren came from the coaching tree, too. It was the San Francisco guy.
Yeah.
The name is slipping me right now. But anyways.
Bill Walsh.
Yeah, there you go.
God, do another one of those five-hour, what do you call it?
Five-hour energy drinks.
Five-hour energy drinks.
I'm running off
Give me one. You got another one? That's good stuff.
I'm running off of 4 hours of sleep, 2 5-hour energy drinks, and 2 cups of coffee.
I was doing like 4 hours and two nights last week, and when we were done, he said it was like the best show he ever heard. So I think maybe we need to do that more often. Hey, look, you know what?
That was awesome.
Well, let me ask you a question. So everything is coming down to the final 3 weeks, basically.
Yeah.
I made the statement early in the year that I thought in the NFC East, which, you know, New York Giant fans, very familiar with the NFC East. I mean, you know, and in my opinion, and I picked them to win the NFC East this year early on.
I did not.
Because I said it looked like a Super Bowl year with the way they were playing. And then they lost four in a row, but they really never lost their desire to win.
They're
a good football team.
Look at Eli.
Yeah, and look what they did. I mean, they've beaten some good teams this year.
Six seasons in a row with Eli Manning throwing 3,000 or more with 20 touchdowns.
Well, you know what my sources tell me? And, you know, my sources could be anybody. No, you're not. You're definitely not one of my sources. But my sources tell me that because Eli is so bored, and he is, you get bored when you can't do anything all year.
He's got
a little brother named Eli, and they used to spend a lot of time on the phone anyway. From what I understand, they're spending a lot of time on the phone, and I think they're spending a lot of time looking at film.
Peyton, and
I'm going to tell you right now, Peyton Manning has probably been Eli's quarterback coach all year. And I'm going to tell you. You know,
well, it hasn't been Orlovsky's.
Oh, yeah. Let's talk about Dan Orlovsky for a second.
Oh my God.
Orlovsky just broke a good friend of mine's record. The record for no wins with a minimum, I think, of 6 or 7 games in the NFL was held by a close friend of mine. And we're not close friends anymore, but at one time we were real close friends. I mean, I'd call him, we'd go play golf, have fun. His name was Stan Gelball, went to the University of Maryland. Gave up. He was with the Buffalo Bills when they were winning. He was like a number two, number three quarterback behind Jim Kelly. I think Steve Tasker was his roommate. I mean, real connected when they went. Anyway, make a long story short, he was 0-8 as an NFL starter. That held the record for a long time. Guess who just broke it? Dan Orlovsky, 0-9. Soon to go 0-10, hopefully, today.
He's so good, though.
Well, you made the statement earlier today. What was he, 32 for 35? You and I both, look.
He's terrible.
What did I tell you
he's
about?
He's awful.
What did I tell you about that Pets game 2 weeks ago? And you people listening know what I said. But what I said about the Pets game 2 weeks ago, not last week, 2 weeks ago, was that there was some funny stuff going on there.
But you're talking about the Colts game.
Yes. Yeah. They were up 31-3.
But I'm telling you that.
And
I
they
that.
Let them come back. Yeah, but that was a joke.
That's Bill.
That was a joke. There's no way that they were that good. Hey, let's get started.
That's the hoodie.
We'll talk about Orlovsky and the. God, they're so bad.
He's so good, though.
Hey, that guy's losing his job. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, he's done.
It
all started. Was it last year or 2 years ago when they had a chance to go undefeated and he pulled him out and let the Jets backdoor into the playoffs?
That's not smart anyway. You know, you get a week off anyway. You get a week off with the bye. That's plenty of off time.
That's when it started with, what is this guy doing?
Yeah.
And now apparently he has no idea because they're 0-13.
You know what?
No idea.
Hey, Atlanta, look what happened to Smith. Mike Smith, their head coach, after last week's game when they won a very close game, gets on a airplane, and he's having problems. Now let me tell
heart
you
attack.
Something. The only scariest thing about
Didn't
having
a heart attack?
It wasn't a heart
it was
attack.
Complications
I think it was
or something.
Just anxiety and a lot of it could have been. He has an irregular heartbeat, which is a heart problem.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, that's like a mitral valve prolapse or an aortic valve prolapse. What happens is when you stand up and change your blood pressure. I can talk about this because I have one.
But when
you stand up, your blood pressure goes to zero and you freaking fall down, and people think you're having a heart attack. That can be caused by a number of things. Being an NFL head coach is going to get you a little bit of stress.
That's probably
wouldn't you admit that's probably one of the highest. Now that's one of the best paid jobs in America, but it's high stress.
No days off.
High stress. I mean, just the worst thing you can possibly imagine.
It's like that and
they
being
pull
a mom.
Off, they pull
are
off.
Like stress.
Yeah, yeah. They pull him off the plane, Roy.
I love you, mom.
They pull him off the plane, and they take him to the hospital. And he tells the doctors as soon as he walks in the ER. I got to leave here inside an hour, and I've got a meeting tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., and
film.
I'm going to be there.
I got to watch.
And they ended up walking him out. Everything's fine. You know, he said at the press conference, please don't ask me about that. I don't want to talk about that. And you know what? The press was nice to him. But I got to tell you, the guys got behind him this week, and on Thursday night, they beat the dog crap out of Jacksonville. They made Blaine Gabbert look like
Blaine Gabbert.
He was a if he was drafted in the first two rounds, somebody needs to lose their job. Blaine Gabbert's terrible.
He's awful.
And it wasn't just
terrible.
It wasn't just him. It was his offensive line too. And you know, and MJD, you know, the week before scored four touchdowns.
Well,
did you have MJD Thursday night? By the way.
I don't have MJD now.
Oh, I thought you had him.
Mm-mm. I had him on one of my teams, but that's the only team that I didn't make the playoffs.
Well, anyway, Atlanta crushes Jacksonville. I'm going to say it was 41-14. I didn't have this game. I didn't like the game. I talked one of my best clients out of taking the under. And he said, well, should I take the over? I went, no, but don't take the under. And it went over.
Don't do that.
Dallas, Saturday night, last night. This was a big one for me.
Tony Romo.
Unfortunately, I had three stars on the over. And by the way, how many people had over 47 last night? And Dallas gets the ball back on the 15-yard line. You're praying they don't get a first down. They don't get a first down. There's over a minute left in the game. And all they got to do is hit a chip shot field goal for a guy that needs to practice his chip shot field goals. And they go for it on fourth down and get it.
Fourth and six, yeah.
And it didn't matter if they got it or not, because by not kicking the field goal, I don't hit the over. But I had Dallas big yesterday, and that was right. So I'm 1-0 on the week right now. How are you doing so far? Did you have anybody in the first two games?
I didn't have a single
pick. Good.
Didn't do it.
Good.
I stayed away.
So why didn't you take Dallas? I told you they were going to crush.
I just don't trust Dallas.
I like them on the road. I don't like them at home.
I stayed away from Dallas.
By the way, did you think Tampa Bay kids quit?
Yes.
They quit on that coach. Raheem Morris. Raheem, look, I don't care what everybody says that you're not going anywhere. Don't buy a house in Tampa.
I mean, Josh Freeman is a very inspirational leader, very vocal,
got nobody there.
And you saw him lose his cool last night. That's the first time I've seen a Bucks game and watched Josh
Freeman.
Nobody
got any separation.
Yeah, and see him lose his cool.
Charlie Casserly, who I think the world of and looks at more film probably than Merrill Hodge. I'm serious. He does. Charlie looks at film. He breaks down film. He looked at that game, and he was on Twitter last night, and Charlie was – and you should follow Charlie Casserly. I'm telling you. Everybody that's listening to this, go to Charlie Casserly on Twitter if you have a Twitter account and follow him. The guy knows football. He was a GM of the Washington Redskins, GM of the Houston Texans. He knows both of those teams passionately. I mean, he knows them well. As a matter of fact, if we had him with the Redskins, we'd actually have a general manager. We don't have one.
We don't. We have a guy.
Snyder fired him. You remember that?
Yeah. And then
that was one of the first firings he made.
And then
12 years ago.
And then he brought in the genius.
Yeah. Then he brought in
Vinny Cerato.
Vinny Cerato, who, you know, I don't even want to talk about Vinny Cerato.
Vinny Cerato.
Let's go to the first game. Who is the first game?
The very first game here is the Miami Dolphins, and now the Miami Dolphins started out 1.5, but the line has actually crossed over to Buffalo -1.5 over the Miami Dolphins. 41 is the over/under.
This whole game's a joke. They just fired their head coach after he wins what, 5 out of 7?
I mean, they started to look good.
Buffalo re-signs Ryan Fitzpatrick 2 months ago to a multi-million-dollar contract, and as soon as they do that, he beats the Redskins 23-0. They catch this virus from the Washington Redskins, and I don't think they've scored 60 points since.
Well, they don't.
They're terrible.
London Fletcher put a big lick on Fitzpatrick, which could have a lot to do with it.
But do you think he had the virus attached to the crown of his helmet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, when you play the Redskins, you either get really, really sick afterwards, or
you get sick if you bet on him.
Or you turn into the New York Jets and catch fire and now are looking at a playoff spot.
Let me tell you something.
One of the two. We're either going to propel you one of the two ways.
The great thing about me is I'm going to admit when I make a mistake.
I can't say that.
Hey, let me tell you something. If I hit the Redskins game last week the way that I called it, which was New England -8, I had a good week last week. Unfortunately, I was a loser last week.
Loser.
Yeah, that was me last week.
I would have gone undefeated if not for spreads. I had all the winners.
Well, dude, everybody can go undefeated without a spread.
Wait, what? You mean I?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I had a good week. I went 9-5-1, Denver being the push. And I can't buy a 10-win week for the life of me.
Hey.
This is my third 9-5, 9-win week in a row.
Yeah, you're not bad for a kid. You're pretty good.
I'm killing it right
well,
now.
Well, you're gonna. When I was your age, I was killing it too, but mostly in college. Let me tell you something. Right now, Chandler's out for Buffalo. Ever since he went down, they really haven't moved the ball like they were. I mean, he's really a tight end, but he's got the body of a slow wide receiver. Todd Bowles is the new coach, the interim coach for the Miami Dolphins. For those people who know who Todd Bowles is, he was a Washington Red. I think he's got two Super Bowl rings. Todd Bowles was a hell of a safety with the Redskins. The guy that owns the Dolphins is a guy, Stephen Ross,
yep,
who just gave $100 million endowment to the University of Michigan, yep, or something, yep, a year ago. And evidently, he's one of the most successful real estate developers in the country.
Out of New York.
So who's he going to hire? I say Bill Cowher.
Me.
No, yeah,
I'll do it.
Yeah, he's going to hire you to do what, the color and the play-by-play?
I'll do
it. Or is he going to hire you just to send letters to the girls?
I'll do the letters.
You think?
What a loser.
Hey, listen. Let's pass on this game and go to the next one, because this game sucks.
It's pretty bad.
It's terrible. Hey, you know what? I'd take the Dolphins, but I just don't know what they're going to do for Todd Bowles.
Yeah.
Look. You know Tony Sperano.
Yeah.
The guy had a great personality. He was a player's coach. He never gave up, and they never gave up on him, and he's gone. I got a feeling that's letdown time for the Miami Dolphins.
It could go letdown. That's why you got to stay away from this game.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
It could go letdown, or it could be, oh my gosh, we're playing for our jobs. Let's show up.
Yep.
So I'd stay away from it.
All right, let's go to the next game.
Next up, we got the Chicago Bears, -3.5 over the Seattle Seahawks. 35.5 is the over-under.
Roy, Caleb Haney isn't your guy, is he?
No, he's not.
He's not going to be your guy. Now, did anybody think he was going to be this bad, though?
No.
I mean, it's not his offensive line. I've watched the line. It's historically, in the last 2 or 3 years, it's a pretty bad line. But they've played better this year.
Well, I sat here and said that Jay Cutler was a top-5 quarterback and was very, very underappreciated in the NFL.
Well, you're right.
And I think this goes to show it. And I also believe that if you take the NFC East – and the NFC North, there are 6 of the top 10 quarterbacks in those two divisions alone.
Yeah, Rex Grossman.
No.
Oh, you're not counting
Leave
Grossman.
Rex out of there.
I'm sorry. Okay.
But, I mean.
Just kidding.
Tony Romo.
I haven't lost my mind yet.
Tony Romo, Eli Manning, Michael Vick, Matthew Stafford, Jay Cutler, and then there's some guy who plays in Green Bay.
And they've got the best dope in the league. Sam Hurd.
In Chicago.
Oh, Sam Hurd.
Oh, my God.
Sam Hurd's going down like a big one.
That's ridiculous.
Well, let me ask you a question. You make $1 million, $2 million, $3 million a year. I don't know what Sam Hurd's making. For all I know, he's making the minimum.
Stupid.
How do you – what do you – I mean, this guy was obviously starting a business. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, absolutely.
What was he looking for? He was looking for 14 more kilos of cocaine, plus he wanted – he's getting like a half a ton of weed, right?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's stupid.
That's a lot of money.
What are you doing?
Yeah, look, for all you kids listening out there, you know, if you get into drugs, you're going to end up one of two ways. You're either going to be dead or in jail, you know? The number of guys that make millions of dollars and live to tell about it don't live in this country. They live in other countries where they don't look for them, where they get bigger and stronger than the police and the military and everything else. Don't do it. It's just a terrible way to spend your life. Now, having said
that, he watched the movie Blow way too many times.
Where was Sam Hurd's mentor? Where was Sam Hurd's friends? Where was Sam Hurd's where were all the people there for Sam Hurd when he was doing all this stupid stuff? Because you can't tell me he was really – a lot of people were saying, hey – you know, nobody knew he was like this. He seemed like a real nice guy. He went to an FBI agent to look for dope. How smart is that? Okay? My point is that somebody had to know he was doing this. I just hope that it never happens again, at least in the NFL, because I happen to love the NFL. They have the best game. I love baseball. You know that. I'm a Major League Baseball freak. But I got to tell you, day in, day out, the NFL is the best game going. It really is. I'm not taking Chicago, although I should, because Caleb Haney is going to start at quarterback. Are you going to leave this game alone, or are you going to take Seattle like 86% of the country is?
You know how much I love the Bears defense.
Right.
And Seattle is looking good right now.
Al Capone wouldn't take the Bears right now.
Seattle's looking good, but I don't know. The Bears had a major letdown last week against Tim Tebow, and They could have iced that game.
That game was over.
But a little man named G.O.D. came in and pushed Marion Barber out of bounds.
Well, you saw what Marion Barber tried to do. He tried to get a first down. He tried to take it to the corner, get a first down, and he got just close enough to the corner that a pretty smart defensive back threw him out of bounds. And I got to tell you something. When that happened, we had a chance. Now, listen, I'm not going to – if you listen to the Mike Wise show in D.C., or it's on 106.7 The Fan in Washington, Mike Wise will tell you, I'm the guy 10 weeks ago that wanted to make a deal for Tim Tebow for the Redskins.
I still do.
I said in early November that – he was going to be a Hall of Famer, and he was going to be an All-Pro. And I'm not saying that that's definitely going to happen, but I believe it is. And
I think he's going to make the Pro Bowl this year.
Dude, let me tell you something. His arm, he's throwing the ball well. Hey, if you want to stop the run against Denver, go ahead. Put 8-9 in the box, and he'll play action pass and hit a guy 30 yards downfield. He's got a good arm. He just has to become more accurate with it.
No,
he's already got – look, his legs aren't going to last forever. He's 23, 24 years old, right? His legs will stay with him another 6 years, maybe running the football. But even after he's 30, he's going to be able to move in the pocket like nobody else. He's going to be able to – like Tony Romo does.
Yeah.
Tony Romo moves really well in the pocket. Now, I'm guessing that if you line Tebow and Tony Romo up on a line and ran a 40-yard dash, that Tebow would be a good 3 to 4 strides ahead of him at the end of the 40.
Absolutely.
Romo probably runs a 5-flat, like a good lineman. You know, a good lineman would. Tebow ran a 4.58 in the combine. He probably runs a 4.6 right now.
He's fast.
He's a monster.
He shattered records at the combine.
His vertical leap was 38 inches.
It was something
ridiculous. This guy is Caucasian, people. Hello? Not too many Caucasians can vertical jump 38 feet. I mean,
38 feet.
Not many birds can.
Jump 38 feet.
Hey, listen, I'm going to leave the game
Except
alone.
Tim Tebow,
I like Seattle, though. Do you like Seattle?
I don't know. I picking this game straight up, I have Chicago. When I pick every game, I have Chicago. But
Tavares Jackson getting the start.
Caleb Haney. I just think this is a rebound game for Chicago. I think that they're not going to let the same thing happen that happened last week.
Hey, listen, you're listening to Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G with me. Go to my website, brucehallsports.com. You can click on my blog and follow us. We're gonna pass on that game.
Yeah.
The thing I do like about what Seattle's doing is Tavares Jackson is absolutely getting better. He's getting healthy. And I think that if you got to go one direction, that's the way to go.
Next up, we have the Houston Texans -6 over Carolina.
Going to be maybe one of the most fun games to watch all day long. You got T.J. Yates. What a great story this kid is at quarterback for Houston. And by the way, for those of you that thought that Kyle Shanahan was the quarterback coach in Houston that was making all these quarterbacks, wrong answer. It's Gary Kubiak. And I'm going to tell you right now, this kid, Yates, could start on probably a dozen NFL teams right now. His pocket movement, his presence, he can definitely run this. Cam Newton is 4-9. I don't think Cam Newton's lost 9 games in his life. I'm sure he hasn't. He's really upset. But everybody's talking about T.J. Yates. Watch Cam Newton come into Houston and put some points up. I'm taking the over in this game for 5 stars. Roy, I got to. This is going to be a shootout. It is. Now you're going to say, well, wait a minute. Houston has this great defense, right? Yeah.
Best in the league.
Yeah. They're number 2 or 3 right now. They've lost a couple of steps. But Wade Phillips is also having gallbladder surgery. He's going to be in the hospital for at least a week or two, and then it may be till the playoffs before he even gets out of the hospital. I'm going to take the over because I don't really want to pick a winner here. I think that Carolina has been close enough all season long with a lot of good teams, and you know that,
yeah,
including the Green Bay Packers. I mean, there's been some teams, they've been right there at the end of the game one and just couldn't get in the end zone. I'm taking Houston for 5 stars.
Me too.
I've got 4 written down here.
I'm all over Houston.
You like Houston.
I love Houston.
You know what? I like Houston, too. I've got Houston on here, and I've got them for 3 stars. But I'm going to tell you, I'm taking the over. 5 stars,
on the
I'm taking them. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Tennessee Titans. It is -6.5 over the Indianapolis football team. 41.5 is the over-under here.
So Orlovsky goes to 0-10 here, you think? as a starter?
Absolutely.
All right. You think now? Let me ask you a question. Now, Hasselbeck's a game time decision. I don't think he's going to start. Do you think it matters?
No, because they have a good young quarterback in Jake Locker.
You know, Locker's quarterback rating's higher than Hasselbeck's.
But Hasselbeck is a veteran, which quarterback ratings don't take into account that Hasselbeck is a leader on the field.
Right.
He knows what he's doing.
Right.
He knows how to spread the ball around, and he's if I want somebody under center for a season, I want Hasselbeck over Locker.
Well, you know what?
One season.
You made the statement earlier today when we were getting together for a production meeting. You were saying that, you know, if the Colts are going to win a game, this is it.
Yeah, this is
I mean, this is probably their last chance to win a game.
Yeah.
Because they're not winning the last game of the season. And they're definitely not going to win the next week's game. I like watching this game and letting some other idiot play it. Because to me, you know, you can't tell which Indianapolis is going to show up. Freeney's going to play. Jeff Saturday's back. Their wide receiving core, I mean, how do you think they feel with Orlovsky throwing them the ball?
Not very good.
And
if you're Tennessee right now, you are very, very happy that you got Indy this week because you are looking to try to take away a playoff position from my buddy Mikey Lombardi's Jets.
Right.
Who are sitting right now in the wild card spot.
You know, hey, listen, we're going to talk about the Jets in a minute. I'm going to pass on the Tennessee-Indy game. Personally, I just don't see it. Ringer's out for Tennessee, too.
I don't like it either.
What's with Chris Johnson? He looks great for 3 weeks, and then last week he lays an egg.
He's going to come out again this week.
You said he was what?
He's poo-poo. He's poo-poo.
He's poo-poo. Okay.
He's poo-poo. I mean, he did that whole contract negotiation thing, got out of shape, came back, ran over a couple bad defenses, and he's going to run over a bad defense again today. I mean, the Indianapolis Colts defense can make anyone look like a superstar. I'm not saying that Chris Johnson is the worst back in the league,
right?
But compared to who he thinks he is, he's poo-poo.
I totally agree, and he's an East Carolina Pirate alum, just like I am.
Next up, we have the Green Bay Packers. The spread actually went down here to 11.
And a half.
11 and a half over the Kansas City
Chiefs. It was 14 to start the week. It was 13 and a half through Thursday. As a matter of fact, thank you for showing it to me before. I wouldn't have believed it was 11 and a half. Somebody is hammering Kansas City. And you know who it is? It's the betting public. And I don't get it because I don't see them being able to score with Green Bay. I just don't see it. I mean, LeVar Arrington, who does a little write-up in the Washington Post every week on all the games, and I like LeVar personally. He's a real nice guy. But he made a pretty ridiculous statement, and you remember what it was. He said that Kansas City has the talent to beat Green Bay.
Dumb.
That's like, you know, to me, that's like saying...
Stupid.
Yeah, that's like saying that the sun is going to be the coldest thing that you ever touch. I mean... That's just ridiculous. Kansas City, A, lost their three best players the first week of the season. You remember?
Yeah.
B, they're on their number three quarterback. Actually, Kyle Orton's going to start today.
Play.
Now, Kyle Orton tied an NFL record a couple of weeks ago by going out after one play getting injured on his first play with the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G. Go to my website, BruceHallSports.com. Click on the Facebook button and send us a message.
Yeah, like us on Facebook.
Yeah, and you know
be
what?
Our friends.
Hey,
Converse.
You can also click on the Twitter button. My Twitter handle is at Bruce Hall Sports. And believe me, follow me because I'm the retweet king
Hashtag
of Twitter.
Retweet king.
I think I've sent 10,000 tweets in a month. But I have a good time with it, and there's a lot of really good guys. Look, if you like NFL football, you're like me. You like to know what the experts are talking about. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows more than a beat writer for a team.
Or me.
No, or Roy. But just don't ask him any questions about the guys on his fantasy team, or we'll spend 10 minutes trying to figure out if he should start the kid for Green Bay or the kid for who was it that we were talking about?
It was between Jones and
James Jones for Green Bay
and Titus Young.
Yeah, Titus Young, the wide receiver from Boise.
Or Doug Baldwin.
Yeah, or Baldwin. My point is that if you follow us, you'll get all my information. And believe me, a lot of that information is key when you're playing games. Absolutely. You know what? I'm passing on this game. Even though I think Green Bay is going to win this game 35-20 or something.
I love that. I love that it went down to 11.5.
Well,
I'm scared of the 14, but 11.5 I think is awesome.
Well, if I
think it's a gift.
If I was LeVar Arrington and I thought Kansas City had the talent to beat Green Bay, I'd take the over because it's only 45 points.
Yeah.
But 45 points for an over, hell, Green Bay can score 41 on Kansas City. Now, Romeo Crennel is a pretty good defensive coordinator. He actually is their interim head coach right now. But he's got a plan, but I got news for you. Dom Capers has a plan, too. Now, Green Bay's banged up just a little bit. They got Jennings out, but they've got like seven great receivers.
I'm not afraid of
Jordy
Jennings
Nelson's
being out.
Healthy. That's all I care about. I mean, Jordy Nelson may be having the most exciting year of any receiver I've ever seen. Every catch he makes is for a long first down.
He's in beast mode right now. And Green Bay Packers, they lost Jennings, but they won a Super Bowl last year being banged up.
How good is Kansas City going to be, even though most of those guys had to hate Todd Haley? Because I'm going to miss Todd Haley. You know why? Because I loved watching him on the sidelines screaming at Matt Cassel. I just love to see him. You could make out every curse word he was saying perfectly with his mouth. And you know what? He seemed to fire those guys up. He's not a head coach.
They
though.
Went 13-3 last season.
I know, and he lost his job this year.
And he lost his two best players on both sides of the ball, and now he's fired.
Yeah. Well, Paoli, I'm not a big fan of.
They must have really not liked this guy.
Well, you know, supposedly he and Paoli had words like 8 or 9 weeks ago. And you know, a lot of times, like when you tell the boss that he's an idiot,
you're
probably gone. This is Bruce Hall. This is Roy G next to me. Hey, Roy, are you going to play either of these games today?
Green Bay.
Either of these teams, Green Bay or Kansas City?
I'm all over Green Bay.
All right, you take Green Bay. I'm going to pass. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the New Orleans Saints. They are -7.5 over the Minnesota Vikings. 53 is the over-under.
Your boy AP is playing.
Yeah. Well, he's not my boy today because I'm going against him in fantasy.
Who did you take at running back?
My running backs?
Yeah.
Are Ray Rice, Steven Jackson.
Ray Rice, 1,622 all-purpose yards this year for when they give him the damn ball.
Yeah.
They got to give him the ball. They've got to give him the ball. And I got to tell you, Cam Cameron, who is he really closely related to? My buddy North Turner.
Cam Cameron
in San Diego. Yeah, exactly. I mean, they win despite Cam Cameron sometimes. And he's not making his quarterback look any smarter. Is he?
No.
You don't like Flacco, do you?
No, but we'll get into that
Let's
when
talk
we talk
about New Orleans right now. Hey, Drew Brees. Listen, Drew Brees. Drew Brees just raised a bunch of money for something. And he was
always
on,
raising money.
But he was
something.
All over Twitter. He was on Twitter for an entire day talking about all kinds of
headline,
stuff for one
Drew
of his charities.
Brees raises money for something.
You know what? The only thing I can figure is he takes his wideouts with him and they work out while he's on the road doing fundraisers. I like New Orleans here, and I'll tell you why.
7.5? Are you kidding me?
Minnesota's
terrible. Are you kidding me?
Minnesota's terrible. No, I'm not taking. I'm taking the over 53. And you know why I'm taking the over? Anybody to put 53 on a game that includes the Minnesota Vikings, it's got to go over because it's too stupid. I'm taking the over here. Minnesota has scored, I want to say they've scored 60 points their last two games. They are scoring some points. They're throwing the ball. This kid, Christian Ponder, hurt his hip. He got a hip pointer, but he's okay.
Do you think they slow down now that – because you say that they're scoring all these points without Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson's back now. Do you think they go away from the running game? Stay away from running game?
No. They've been running the football some anyway.
But it's not Adrian Peterson. We're talking Toby Gerhardt. That's a completely different monster. That's a completely different game.
If they're going to beat the New Orleans Saints, A, they're going to be behind early.
Yeah, you're slinging.
And C, they're going to start slinging it anyway. And AP is going to give them the little screen passes, the little sprint draws, the stuff to keep the guys from coming straight up the field, right? I like this game. You don't like New Orleans?
I'm all over New Orleans.
All right, you've got New Orleans. I've got the over. I don't see any way that it doesn't do it. Hey, the Minnesota defense is giving up an average 107.1 quarterback rating. How bad can your corners be? And their second string corner is out. I just don't see anything happening here except bad things for the Minnesota Vikings, but I'm taking the over because I feel like New Orleans' defense is a little overrated, and it is in Minnesota. Let's go to the next game, Roy. What do you say?
Next up, we have the New York G-Men.
Glad we got to this game with plenty of time left because this is the biggest game of the day.
-6 over the Washington Redskins. The over-under here is 46.5.
Hey, let me tell you something. Eli Manning is...
He's the truth.
He's an elite quarterback. Eli Manning It took him a little long. You know, it took him 5 years to get out of the University of Mississippi because a friend of mine coached him there.
My dad played at the University of Mississippi.
Yeah, I know that. I played Little League baseball with your dad.
No big deal. Just a cornerback.
Roy's father was on my Little League baseball team. Not that you care, but anyway.
We're athletic in this family.
Yeah, we are athletic.
No big deal.
Anyway, the thing about this game I love the most is it's really going to be – it's a hard one to call straight up. The Giants are 7-point favorites, Roy.
It went to 6, actually.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because everybody's hammering the Redskins because they're playing well.
And the Redskins beat them.
Their offense is playing well. Their defense, not so well. No. And let me just say this. You know everything about the Redskins just like I do. They're dropping a lot of passes, too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not that good. Let's not get crazy.
They're not good at all.
If they were better, the Giants would beat them worse, probably.
They're poo-poo.
The Giants, what you have to worry about if you're a New York Giant fan today, is getting behind. Because in the first game of the season this year, they got behind. I want to say it was 14-all at halftime. Then the Redskins scored a touchdown, and I don't think they ever looked back, and they beat that. Now, that was the
28-14
first. 28-14. And that was a road game. Generally speaking, I love the Giants on the road. If this was a road game in Washington and they were like -4, I'd be all over the Giants. But I'm not. I like the over here. I just think that whoever wins this game, I called Bill Rowland, who does a show, or I texted him earlier today, and I said I thought the final here was going to be a shootout. I thought it was going to be 34-27, 34-30. I think that's the score.
No, I agree.
Because I think Rex Grossman, this is the kind of game Grossman loves. Eli's going to go out, score a touchdown. It's not going to be a defensive ball game. Both defensive backfields. Leron Landry is out for the year.
IR.
Just went on IR.
Which is huge for the Redskins because contract season coming up this year. Is he going to start off on the PUP list? What do you do about Leron Landry? There are so many questions in Washington right now. Who's coming back?
They can't
afford to lose
a number one draft choice.
No, the Washington Redskins are worse than poo-poo. They are, I forgot to flush yesterday, poo-poo. They are
bad.
Stinky.
Yeah, and you know what? And they try to make everything look really good. I saw a Washington Redskin season ticket package ad on TV. Now, let me ask you a question. If you've got a waiting list, why are you putting ads on television, right? Hello. We're talking about lies. That's what we're talking about. I mean, basically for 12 years we've suffered in Washington. But I love the Giants in this game. I don't like them -6.
I don't either.
But I like them winning the game. And I'll tell you, and this is a backdoor situation.
If
the Giants are up 12, 13 points, all they got to do is just let the Redskins go down. And Grossman will gladly take 80 yards in the air in 3 minutes against a prevent defense to cover a point spread.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to take the over.
I love the over here, too.
It's 46.5, but I think it goes over. Now, let me just say this. This line last night burned me. It burned me because, you know, they went to 46 in the Cowboy game last night and didn't even kick a field goal when they were winning at the end of the game from point blank range. Mm-hmm. Anything can happen. Play a moderate play on the over in this game, and I think you'll be happy. And by the way, Eli Manning, what a great year he's having. I don't want to hear Tony Romo as good as Eli Manning. It's not even close. No. Don't go there. Roy, don't even think about it. You don't have a memory.
Eli. No,
you have
I love
no memory.
Eli. But can I throw one?
Eli
thing?
Hasn't blown as many. He hasn't blown
well,
a third of as many games as Romo.
No,
has.
That's true.
And probably with not better talent either.
But Tony Romo.
How many Super Bowl rings does Romo have?
He doesn't have any. He's not going to get.
Oh, that's
get,
right.
He's not
I forgot. The
he's
Cowboys
not get one.
The Cowboys haven't been to a Super Bowl since Emmitt Smith wore a Cowboy uniform.
But Tony Romo through 75 starts is the third highest passing quarterback of all time, behind Dan Marino and Kurt Warner.
And you know when he gets them? In the fourth quarter. And you know why? Because he's always behind.
I'm just saying.
He's always.
You can't sleep on Tony Romo. Like I said before, the top quarterbacks in the league, 6 of them reside in the NFC East and the NFC North.
Hey, Ahmad Bradshaw, he's healthy today. And he's playing.
Yeah.
And Jacobs has looked great.
Mm-hmm.
Even Ware. I mean, these guys, I think the Giants got something for the Redskins. You know, are you taking the Giants or are you going to pass on the total?
I'm passing, but I'm taking the total.
I'm taking the total. I'm going to take the total for 5 stars. Let's go to the next game.
Next up are the Cincinnati Bengals, -7 over the St. Louis Cardinals. St. Louis Rams.
These are two teams absolutely going in opposite direction. Cincinnati started strong, but they're in a great division, the AFC North. They're 7-6 now, but they're going to blow St. Louis up today. St. Louis, by the way, Kellen Clemens is going to start for them today. I mean, I don't think Bradford's healthy enough to start. He's a game. Yeah. He's a game time decision.
And I think Bradford goes.
Well, if Bradford goes, he's just going to get hurt.
Yeah,
Feely's out.
Bradford went last week. He took a shot, and he didn't look very good. But he was planning better on that ankle, and I just don't think you hand the playbook over to a guy who's only been there a couple weeks.
Well, Cincinnati has no – they have no choice. They have to win today. To stay eligible for the playoffs, they have to win today.
They'll win.
And the problem is even if they win out, they still don't make the playoffs probably, because it's going to probably take 11 wins to make playoffs in the AFC. You know, the AFC West, you know, you and I are thinking that Tebow's going to take Denver there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're going to talk about San Diego in a second. I'm going to take Cincinnati for a small play here, -7, because I just don't think St. Louis has enough firepower to keep Cincinnati from scoring, and I think the Cincinnati defense is just too tough.
I agree. Next up, we have the Detroit Lions, -1 over the Oakland Raiders.
Dominican Sue's back.
47.5.
Did you notice?
Actually,
he sharpened his cleats.
I have to correct myself here. It appears the line. Oh, no, it is Detroit. It opened up at Oakland. And now
it's Detroit minus one. Well, that tells you everybody's kind of been on Detroit. But, you know, it's a pick game. Because most games are 3-point games at the very least. Personally, Detroit has to win the game. I mean, they have no choice. If they're going to make the playoffs, they've got to beat Oakland. Oakland's been going the wrong direction ever since McFadden got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, with McFadden out, they're just not the same team. Now, I know on your fantasy team, you've got Bush. But Bush has looked pretty Bush the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
It's not all his fault, but they've had some injuries on the Oakland offensive line. You know, personally, I just don't see the Raiders do anything. Generally speaking, at home, they're not that great at home.
3-3 at home this season. Nothing impressive.
I mean, it's a flip of the coin. Now, Detroit, your guy, Megatron,
yes, sir,
has caught one touchdown pass in his last four games. And that doesn't mean he hasn't been contributing.
Yeah.
He's drawing double coverage.
Which is where we were talking about Titus Young earlier in the show.
All the time, he's drawing double coverage. And Titus Young has become one of his most... one of his most favorite receivers
from
now. Oh,
Boise State. Yeah.
Blue Turf.
That's right.
they had a game in there yesterday. And
yeah.
There was like 500 people at the game, it looked like.
Smurfland.
But I got to tell you something. The thing that's so good about this entire matchup is you got two pretty good quarterbacks. You got Matthew Stafford for Detroit, who looks a lot healthier than he did when he was wearing that glove 3 or 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you've also got Carson Palmer, who's a story in himself, coming to Oakland,
hanging out
with Hugh. Now, you know, if you were to just look at this game and not know anything about it, you'd take Oakland, because a win would make them 8-6 and Detroit 8-6,
mm-hmm.
which would make Pete Rozelle in his coffin smile. But I personally don't think Oakland's got as good a team as Detroit.
I think the Raiders are who we thought they were at the beginning of the season. The record's starting to catch up to them. But at the other end of the spectrum, I think Detroit is who we thought we were too. I mean, at the beginning of the season, when they started out on fire, I don't think anyone thought that was going to keep up.
No, you know, they were 5-0. We thought they might go 8-0, and they sure didn't. They went to 6-2
and they
real
definitely
fast.
Did not. But I still like Detroit.
Detroit today for either 3 or 4 stars. If you go to my website, brucehallsports.com, click on the Facebook page, I guarantee you by the time that they get this game underway, I'll let you know how many stars I've got on Detroit. No, I got to take Detroit. I'm taking Detroit in this game. Kevin Smith's supposed to be a game-time decision, but I'm pretty sure he's going to play. What a difference he makes when he's in there.
Yeah, big time.
Because both of these teams give up over 5 yards a carry on offense, average. Let's go to the next game.
Next up is the Arizona Cardinals, -6.5 over the Cleveland Browns.
Senor Jess Root.
34.5 is the over.
Senor Root is the beat reporter, one of the beat reporters for the Arizona Cardinals. A good friend of mine, we tweet back and forth, we text back and forth. You know, I'm going to tell you something. We kind of called this. Ken Wisenhunt is an excellent coach. He has an excellent coaching staff. They've had some success in Arizona. Their fans generally are their fans in the stadium. Now, I mean, it's a big deal. These guys have been to Super Bowls. Kurt Warner literally put them on the map when he got out there. He did.
No, really. He did. Absolutely.
I like exactly what these guys are doing. They're all the way to 6-7.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, they. I want to say they've won 5 out of their last six games. They've won three in a row.
4-2 at that home stadium that you're talking about.
And you know what? It might not take. Well, it probably will take 10 wins. They're probably going to have to win out to have a chance at the playoffs. Yeah. But I like their chances. And I'll tell you who I really like their chances against. This piece of crap team from Cleveland that's run by Mike Holmgren and coached by Shurmur.
They're bad.
What are they doing? They're trying to kill Colt McCoy.
Who's out today?
What a surprise. He didn't go to practice all week because he couldn't see. You know, he got knocked out by a pretty vicious hit right when he got rid of the ball. And of course, the vicious hit was by the linebacker, James Harrison from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Much deserved suspension.
Yeah. You know, it's one. Now, Harrison has hit guys and they find him. And I didn't agree with some of the calls. But listen, James, you can't hit 195, 200 pound, you know, little bitty quarterback right in the helmet to helmet with that big ass dome of yours. I mean, that's terrible. That's just terrible. I mean,
the big thing
he was out. You could look at him; his arms straightened out. He was out on the field. They said when they got him to the, they said he was never unconscious. I disagree.
I don't believe that whatsoever.
His father even mentioned that they should have known he had a concussion just by talking to him. He went back in four plays later and threw a pick in the end zone, and it basically cost him the game. I like Arizona today. I honestly don't think, you know, Skelton's going to start for them. Beanie Wells has looked great running the football. He's had a tweaked hamstring the entire year. But you got to like Arizona at home right now, Roy, don't you?
Absolutely. I mean, Seneca Wallace is getting the start for Cleveland. You don't really know what you're getting there.
No, and that's for sure. And Seneca Wallace, even though he can, you know, he'll be okay. The only way that Cleveland even stays close is if Peyton Hillis has the day of his life today. I mean, he's going to have to rush 25 times for 120 yards, don't you think? I mean, they're going to have to get on that. Now, Arizona, on the other hand, they need to run for 150 yards today to be successful. Cleveland gives up tons of yardage running the football. I'm taking Arizona minus the points for 3 stars. Roy, what are you doing?
I like Arizona. It's not one of my big plays, but I like Arizona.
All right, buddy. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the New York Jets. Jets. +3 over the Philadelphia Eagles. 44 is the over-under here.
You know what? This is going to be a great game for both teams. The Jets have never beaten Philadelphia. Never. They're 0-8 against Philly in their lifetime of the matchups. Doesn't mean that the Jets aren't going to win today. The Jets have the better team.
I've been saying for weeks that the Jets make the playoffs.
You know what? And they're going to need this game to make the playoffs. You know, they're +3. How do you not take them? Philly's 5-8, and they at times they've looked clueless. Vic's going to get the start, obviously. They've got a great running game with LeSean McCoy. But their passing game.
The Jets have a great defense.
Is Macklin back? I think he is. I think he's healthy.
He didn't show up on the injury report.
Nah, he must be okay. The only thing that either that or he's on the IR. But I don't think Macklin went to the IR. I just think they're in trouble. And I don't see anything good happening in this game. You got to like Rex Ryan.
I mean, at this time
of the year in December, who do you want coaching your team?
I want Rex Ryan
or you want Andy Reid with a 5-8 team?
Rex Ryan.
You know, a lot of people are calling for Andy's job. I don't see that happening. But you know what I see happening? I see Andy retiring.
After this year?
I think, you know what? He's had a lot of problems with family issues and so forth. He's been away from that. That's got to be grinding on him. He weighs 400 pounds. He needs to get in shape. No, he does. I mean, I'm just being honest.
No, he does weigh 400.
Do you ever see the old pump, pass, and kick contest when he was 12 years old?
And he's huge.
He's bigger than a man, and he's like with these kids that come up to his waist.
He's got a full mustache.
Listen, let's do this. Let's say we're going to take the Jets for 3 stars, because if I play this game, that's the way I'm going to play it.
Has there been any proof that Mike Holmgren and Andy Reid aren't the same person?
You know, they've never been in the same room at the same time.
Yeah, Google that.
Actually, Andy's better looking than Mike, which is hard for me to say. Hey, you got to take a step back and go to the Denver game. Denver, New England is the next game. The total's 47. New England is 7? Or 7.5, depends on which line you look at. I'm looking at two different lines at 7.
I see 7.5.
All right, you know what? I'm taking two words.
Either way.
Hey, two words.
Tim Tebow.
Two words.
By the way, speaking of Tim Tebow, my son is just went over 200 hits on YouTube for go ahead and YouTube it. It is Baby Goes Crazy Over Tebow. And it's my son going crazy over Tim Tebow clapping. I had zero reaction. The Broncos won. I was like, oh, wow. And my son just starts clapping and yelling. And I got about 10 seconds of it. But it's on YouTube.
Who is – well, I got to see that. YouTube?
Absolutely.
All right. And what does it say? Baby goes crazy over Tebow. All right. Make sure you hit that, you guys. By the way, this is Bruce Hall's Second Opinion. I'm Bruce Hall. This is Roy G. Go to my website, BruceHallSports.com. Click on the Facebook button or the Twitter button and get in touch with us. This New England-Denver game, you know, personally, I think they're going to score a ton of points. New England has no defense. I saw that last week with the Redskins. The Redskins could have beaten them if they hadn't turned the ball over. I'm taking Denver plus the 7.5, and don't laugh at me. I'm taking over 47 points for 4 stars. Let's go to the next game.
Next up, we have the Baltimore Ravens minus 2.5 for the San Diego Superchargers.
Now, this is going to be the last game we cover, fans out there. You're going to have to go to my Facebook page, or you're going to have to go to my website and then go to my Facebook page and get my pick for Monday night, which is Pittsburgh-San Francisco. I am going to have a play of the year in that game tomorrow night. I'm just telling you that right now, so you're going to want to go to that page. And I don't say that very often. Baltimore, 10. I liked them for 3 weeks until San Diego started moving the football, yep, and Phillip Rivers stopped throwing the ball to the guys in the other uniforms.
This is what we call a trap game.
It's definitely a trap game. But I got to tell you something. Baltimore, minus 2.5. You know, don't they don't win more than 2 games in a row, right? And they've lost 3 games
win
on the road.
Win two, lose one. That's been the trend.
They've lost all 3 games on the road.
3-3 on the road.
San Diego isn't the place you're going to be scared of, but everybody's healthy right now for San Diego in their receiving core. And look, Ryan Matthews is who they thought he was.
Yep.
And I'm going to tell you something. If anybody saves North Turner's job, it's going to be Phillip Rivers,
nobody
Ryan
can.
Matthews. No, I think he's going to stick around.
I think
if they go 9-7,
done. I think he's gone no matter what.
I disagree.
I think it's a Super Bowl trip that has to save North Turner. I'm serious.
They're not going to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. North Turner's gone.
You know what? When he was in Washington, the 7 years he was here, people, he never had a winning record against any team that we played in our division. He was horrible, and he is exactly who we say he is, but I'm still not taking either game. I'm passing on this game.
Let me tell you this right now. San Diego wins this game, and the big key here is Ladarius Webb of the Baltimore Ravens, cornerback. He is out today with a toe injury. He's got turf toe. There's something going on.
Ray Lewis is going to be starting for the first time in 4 games.
With turf toe.
Yeah, and I made this statement. He's a better coach than he is a player right now, the way his body is. This is Bruce Hall.
Roy G.
And we're saying goodbye to you. We had a great time with you today. We'll see you next Sunday at 11:05.